Track 33.
Now listen to part of a lecture in a history class.
The discovery of copper was a great advance for civilization, but no one is quite sure how it happened. Of course, in nature, metal, like copper, is usually buried in rock. Early humans must have accidentally discovered that heating the rock melted the metal and released it. There are two interesting ways that might have happened. One relates to the use of primitive campfires. Once humans figured out how to control fire for light and heat, they knew that they needed to keep their fires confined. One of the ways they did this was to take stones and cover the fire with them partially. That kept the fire enclosed, and it also made sure it didn't burn too fast and use up the fuel. Now, what do you think might have happened? Some of those stones contained copper, and before the fire died down, it was hot enough to melt the copper out of the stones. When people went back to the fire after it had burned out, they discovered small pieces of shiny metal that had melted out and cooled. There's a second possibility that relates to pottery. Early humans discovered how to make pottery before they learned how to use copper. Of course, to make pottery, you have to bake it in an oven, right? Well, some societies got into the habit of decorating their containers with colored stones before baking them. One of those stones is a mineral called malachite, and malachite contains, that's right, copper. The hot temperature inside the oven released the copper metal from the other ingredients. When the people took their pottery out of the oven, they found pieces of copper at the bottom.
Using points and examples from the talk, explain the two possible ways early humans discovered how to use fire to release copper from solid rock.